Well, are we ready to continue, though?
Yes, I think it will quiet down.
I think maybe we'll try to bring this to a close, because one's become restless. It is a time of sharing of thoughts, a time where expression of opinions is very, very important. In fact, you're always going to be finding, as new ones come within and experience, that the questions are repeated, and some of you will feel like, well, we passed that 4 years ago, or 2 years ago, or 6 months ago. But each one has gone through the same experience. And each one is trying to interpret, according to their opinion, what it might be that I'm trying to say. Well, I'm not having any trouble saying exactly what it is. But unless you have studied with an open mind, I'm talking about without the me opinion to perceive what this might represent. You see, you are a compilation of all your experiences, and especially you ones who have spent quite a lot of time into the religious sectors, regardless of which one. You have your major divisions, say Catholic, Protestant. And then under Protestant, you have the Methodists and, you know, so forth. And then come along the Mormons, which are based almost 100% on the Freemason, only they have accepted the Jesus Christ element. And both kind of buried up in ritual. So you are going to be the product of whatever it is you have studied. You have to remember something. There are some points of authority that make ones believe. Believe it or not, miracles is not one of them. Magic tricks is not one of them. But if you have an accepted authority, say something. Let's say, why would you listen to Dr. Coleman? And many of you, I mean, even George, hot dog, I finally got somebody that I can point to, touch, and say, this is an authority, and it's real, and the readers can point at this. When actually his may not be the same level of truth as mine, it's easier to accept his. Now, why is that? Because you are conditioned, and if someone is presented to you as an authority, or an expert, or one who has experienced and has become an expert, you're going to listen. You're not even going to make him prove it. The only proof you have of what he says is that I've told you these things, and other things are being confirmed out there. But it's easier to believe him than it is a disembodied voice being translated. So I'm trying to answer several questions here with this. You are not going to be able to let go of your opinions until you study enough to put your opinions aside and accept what might be in reason. And this is why I always say, God is open, truth stands. I may make errors in my speech, my concept will never be wrong. If I make a mistake and I make an error, the biggest error that I could possibly make is to give you a day when something is to happen. And that's what you want me to do, because you want to test me. And yet if I told you the day, you would walk out of here, and maybe 10 of you would go get your goggles and hang them around your neck. The rest would just wait and see. It hadn't happened before, and I, you know, so-and-so said this last year. So I'm not going to give you that privilege. And the hardest thing that I have is not giving you what you're asking me for, that you think you want so badly. But I will only confuse you more, because now you're faced with having to discount me to suit what it is you already think. And somebody else has maybe told you. But if you read it in the paper in the morning, and it says at 3 o'clock this afternoon, when they launch that satellite, the radioactive belt is going to go. You're going to go get your glasses because, oh, well, the commander said it, and maybe he was right. So you don't need to argue with self or me. I know this. I can see right through you like you don't exist. I recognize that part of you that is traveling on my frequency and that communicates on that frequency in a way that you cannot perceive in your human mind. My mission is not here to tell you when to put on your goggles. My mission here is to bring the word of truth. And if I make errors from day to day, those are typical errors made in a society where you are experiencing and all things are subject to possible change and probabilities. I can work on the basis of better probability planning than you can because I have better access to higher technology and insight. But I will say this. When Aton takes over, there won't be any errors. Now that one will play with you too and continue to tell you that you may experience any way you like. But that one's going to tell you how it is. And it ain't going to be any other way. And that, for that reason, he will not dabble around with such things as photon belts. Because that's just a part of experience. And when that one speaks, everybody better heed it. You can get away with a lot of stuff with old Commander. Because that's where we come into communion. And it's through this route and the relief of pressure through the humor and the very earthiness of it that allows us to grow. And we have to work together to get to where we're going. You know, when the Master says, except through me shall you get. He doesn't mean me, Jesus, going to stand at the door and thump you on the head. And it isn't going to matter whether you smeared blood all over you or you didn't. Except through the Christ. Hear me well. Except through the Christ, which is the teaching of truth, of God and creation, you are not going to make it. No matter what you think. No matter what the Pope tells you. And certainly not what Satan tells you. That one that says, if it feels good, do it. If it's against the laws of God, count on not making the journey. Don't tell me you believe in Jesus. And dump all that burden on one set of shoulders. Jesus was a physical human being, and it was not even his name. You can believe it. I don't care. You're not going to offend me to believe it. Billions believe it. It is your soul intent and your actions measured with self and God alone. And what I think about it or you think about it doesn't matter a whit. So what I project is the truth, the light and the way. The Christ is the life, L-I-F-E, and shows the way. I have a very human physical job to do, as do you. Because you and I have traveled together long, long journeys over and over. And therefore we sit in this room and we share. That's all we're doing. We're sharing memories and opinions. Waiting for the awakening. That's all. We've shared before. We'll share again, hopefully. And we're just really beginning on this one. So I don't think anybody wants out. I think you want to understand. But in the understanding, you've been trained to think that, I don't know what you've been trained, as many as there are in the room is how you have been trained to think, in that kind of diversity. And ones will go through, and we speak of Bo. Let us use him. He goes off and he tries to adjust to humanism or Baptist. So he goes and studies the teachers of the Far East. He looks into Buddhism. What he's looking for is God. And anything in between is somebody else's opinion. God has had many representatives. All the same representative presented in many ways. Some hold that memory in truth, and if man is not tampering with it, it can be held in truth a lot longer. This is why ones from the Philippines find it very difficult to equate these two worlds. Because you are sitting in the energy fields of intense focus. This is why the Indians, even though they could write, they draw pictures depicting mythology. And it represents something to them. And when they try to put it to paper, or to skins, or to art, to express it, it will come out as various and sundry things of earth, of physical. This is their notebook, if you will, to remember, to recall the oral teachings and traditions, because this was the only way it could be depended upon from mouth to ear through generation after generation after generation. That will not, in the long run, become so contemptibly tampered with as will the written word, where anybody can ruin it, distort it through opinion and self-service. So, yes, I'm subject to error. The biggest error that I'm subject to is my compassion for you ones, because you are my family. Each one of you is so cherished by me, and I don't mind blindness unless one refuses to see. And I have the same problem that Mommy and Daddy has. If I see you struggling, it would be so much easier and so much less time consuming now that I am caught in your restraints to do it for you, and let's forget it. I can't do that. It's your experience. I will have just made it mine if I assume that right. So there's a responsibility on my part as a parent that I will not relinquish. And I am known about the universe as the hardest, sternest old man of the fleet. They get behind my back then and they snicker. And they say, oh, he is nothing. Look at him. Look what he's letting them do. They get away with everything. You weren't that nice to us. Well, I was when they were crawling. So I defend myself and I defend my honor. Yes, I'm a pushover. I love you. And because I love you, I have the same problem that you do. Every now and then, I let you overstretch your bounds. Because this is not a battle. And you're not babies. You're old souls. And I honor so many of you so much that I feel inadequate in your space. I only have one advantage, and that is you don't remember it. And therefore, we can only work together to the best of our ability. I will never, never intentionally mislead you. I don't like to not answer your questions. When all wisdom from time to time says, Hatton, just no more. We're not getting anywhere. We are just trying to back into a corner to get Hatton to tell you something. But you see, by the time that goes out to brother and sister at a distance, and that one thing doesn't happen right on cue, they don't understand. And we have set them back. And it doesn't have a lot to do with you in the room, because you didn't have to be here in the first place, and you don't have to come back, because nobody drags you in. We don't even, you know, you don't have to have a ticket. Maybe that's bad planning on our part, because you also don't have to come. We're doing a job, and we're doing it, both of us, to the best of our ability for our level of growth. But Aton will never play the games with you. And that's why you usually get him when it's a very, very, very serious thing. Because each one of you will sometime come into the recognition that you have that same power that one holds. And that is what is expected of you in your fulfillment, is to, with wisdom and total righteousness, utilize the power that one holds. And because he holds it, you hold it. He knows it, you don't. He expects you to be worthy. There are no inferior creations. There's only the perception of unworthiness. And that's what we're trying to get over, so that we each carry our fair share of the load in that perfection and power, so that we can get this job done. All men out there don't have to understand it, but ones in this room and a handful must understand it, must assume it, and must utilize it. And if Hatton is the only one that can perceive it, we're not going to make it, because I'm in another dimension and I don't need this experience. I want this experience because you've agreed to do a job, I've agreed to do a job, and together we can do it. Will we succeed? We already have. God has already won. You're playing out the play. There isn't any losing. Don't you see? It doesn't matter how it goes, there isn't any losing. God doesn't lose. Your adversary knows it. If he wins everything that he's out to win, what has he won? Nothing. A pile of gold that will be worthless, a planet that is ruined, and miserable, incredibly miserable slaves. To serve what? His physical needs? He won't be around to enjoy it. The physical dies or recycles. Everything just simply recycles. But what you're after, and this is what you're talking about, is I want to come back and experience exactly as I am right now and get better. The only way you're going to do it is make the transition and come back and be better. So we need, as badly as anything, all of us, is to get to the point where it's Hallelujah Day when these things happen. Because in preparedness, that is a fun experience. Man, you're going to learn to fly. This is Hallelujah Day. And yet you are human. And you have all the compression and the impact of humanity about you. And you see all the things that are going on, and they are negative. And pretty soon you cannot pick out the beauty out of a given situation. There was more beauty in L.A. than I can tell you. A whole community came together. And in spite of what they did to tear that town down, a community came together. And not only that, but they were able to see what had happened to them. That was a disappointment to the elite. That was the only shortcoming of their whole plan. Was it the Koreans and the blacks didn't go to war? There was forgiveness and there was help at a level of brotherhood. And that's what will do them in. They will blow their own game. I guess I killed that subject. Smashed it.
Are you ready for another one?
I guess we better have another one.
In the event of, quote, partial evacuation, will someone's who could come aboard stay here because of not wanting to leave loved ones?
Oh, yes. There will be those. I would hope you would be wiser than that, because you're not going to be able to help the loved ones, and there will be no reason for the loved ones to change.
Where is the original soul energy if a person is duplicated, i.e. robotoids?
It is either in limbo, as you would have one in a coma, or it resides if that original is still in the human form. Usually, reproduced robotoids are so distantly from the original souled being that they are like mechanical pieces of just manufactured material from DNA substance. When you have leaders or ones that are reproduced, if that person is incarcerated, the original soul is residing with that person. If it is in death, it has gone. It is just like any other kind of death. You will have unusual circumstances where the soul will rejoin with the new being.
In some of the tapes, you say things like, quote, higher teachers giving misleading information based on Freemasonry and the secret code. How can they qualify for the term higher teachers? Doesn't higher mean ones with truth and light? Basically, how can a higher teacher give anything but truth?
Well, we speak of higher in very generalized terms, as you speak of heavens. You have to have some kind of terminology. And what we are referring to are higher frequency beings in energy form who are still making contacts. They're either guides or misleaders. They're or nothing. They're just experiencing, and you're listening. So if you are talking about a higher, truly on a level, godliness, they won't give you wrong information, but it's up to you to sort it out. Because if you're going to sit down and play at a Ouija board, for instance, you're going to get energies because you're calling them. And what you call for, you get. And it's how you handle it and what kind of control you maintain as to whether or not you're going to get good ones or bad ones. Mostly, there aren't good or bad. There is just mischief and there's interesting experiences and they're waiting to experience. You have a lot of earthbound souls, not as many now because of the fear of the planet being exploded with the kind of damage that would injure those energy forms. And so basically your earthbound plane and astral plane is pretty barren. Most of what is being received now is being received from a different level of projection. But a lot refuse to go, just as a lot will refuse to leave your place. And they're experiencing right here, and quite frankly, they call it hell. They picked up your own terminology for it. You are in the place called hell to those astral energies. So just because a person dies in that form, that energy form goes somewhere else, doesn't mean a thing. They will not have really progressed farther than they have at the time of their death in the human. You have different types of experiencing beings, but if it was a higher knowledge energy to begin with, it will go back to its higher knowledge energy field and will not be playing on your Ouija board unless it is here to contact you. We have to have some way to get your attention in the first place.
A bit more on that same subject. Is there tampering between the sender and receiving and receiver? Is method of receiving from higher teachers important here?
Well, that's a little hard to sort out, but yes, there can be tampering. If you have a receiver who forgets to clear space, etc., 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 you better believe it. The imposters will be in there and they will sound and act exactly like your guide, like your teacher. And yet there will be clues and you will know. And when there is any doubt that crosses your mind, you demand. And I'm talking about an intent level at soul level. You demand that they get out. You see, what happens in the human emotions is that you kind of want to play with it. I'll fix you. I don't know who you are, but I'm going to play my own little side of this game. Don't try it. They'll win. And you're going to end up the fool.
If you don't have the money to build a shelter or purchase food in quantities for long-term survival, does that mean basically that you weren't meant to?
No. Absolutely not. It means that you didn't.
Regarding partial evacuation, do the ones who follow God's laws beam up intact and continue in physical, even though they cannot accept the idea of Space Command and the host's mission?
No. No. You're going to believe in Space Command the minute you beam up. I can nail it down faster than that. When you see the beam, when you see the ship, you're going to believe in Space Command.
We only have time for me to read this question. This is from Susie Ward.
Why are you going to read the question if we only have time to read it?
Well, because you can answer it on the other side.
Oh, do we have another side?
Yeah, we even have one more side yet left to go.
We cannot leave a half tape. You don't know what happens. We'll ask this other question on the other side, too.
All right.
Poor Daylene has gotten one tape back two times. There is something wrong with this tape. It plays a quarter of the way through or a third of the way through, and there's nothing else. Well, that was one of those remarkable times when that's all we did.
It was only on the fourth tape.
So we have to fill up these tapes. Well, are we ready to continue, though?
Yes, I think it will quiet down.
I think maybe we'll try to bring this to a close because one's become restless. It is a time of sharing of thoughts, a time where expression of opinions is very, very important. In fact, you're always going to be finding as new ones come within and experience that the questions are repeated. And some of you will feel like, well, we passed that 4 years ago, or 2 years ago, or 6 months ago. But each one has gone through the same experience. And each one is trying to interpret, according to their opinion, what it might be that I'm trying to say. Well, I'm not having any trouble saying exactly what it is. But unless you have studied with an open mind, I'm talking about without the me opinion to perceive what this might represent. You see, you are a compilation of all your experiences. And especially you ones who have spent quite a lot of time into the religious sectors, regardless of which one. You have your major divisions, say Catholic, Protestant. And then under Protestant you have the Methodists and, you know, so forth. And then come along the Mormons, which are based almost 100% on the Freemason, only they have accepted the Jesus Christ element. And both kind of buried up in ritual. So you are going to be the product of whatever it is you have studied. You have to remember something. There are some points of authority that make ones believe. Believe it or not, miracles is not one of them. Magic tricks is not one of them. But if you have an accepted authority, say something. Let's say, why would you listen to Dr. Coleman? And many of you, I mean, even George, hot dog, I finally got somebody that I can point to, touch, and say, this is an authority, and it's real, and the readers can point at this. When actually his may not be the same level of truth as mine, it's easier to accept his. Now, why is that? Because you are conditioned. And if someone is presented to you as an authority or an expert or one who has experienced and has become an expert, you're going to listen. You're not even going to make him prove it. The only proof you have of what he says is that I've told you these things and other things are being confirmed out there. But it's easier to believe him than it is a disembodied voice being translated. So I'm trying to answer several questions here with this. You are not going to be able to let go of your opinions until you study enough to put your opinions aside and accept what might be in reason. And this is why I always say, God is open, truth stands. I may make errors in my speech. My concept will never be wrong. If I make a mistake and I make an error, the biggest error that I could possibly make is to give you a day when something is to happen. And that's what you want me to do because you want to test me. And yet if I told you the day, you would walk out of here and maybe 10 of you would go get your goggles and hang them around your neck. The rest would just wait and see. It hadn't happened before, and I, you know, so-and-so said this last year. So I'm not going to give you that privilege. And the hardest thing that I have is not giving you what you're asking me for, that you think you want so badly. But I will only confuse you more, because now you're faced with having to discount me to suit what it is you already think. And somebody else has maybe told you. But if you read it in the paper in the morning and it says at 3 o'clock this afternoon when they launch that satellite, the radioactive belt is going to go, you're going to go get your glasses because, oh, well, the commander said it and maybe he was right. So you don't need to argue with self or me. I know this. I can see right through you like you don't exist. I recognize that part of you that is traveling on my frequency and that communicates on that frequency in a way that you cannot perceive in your human mind. My mission is not here to tell you when to put on your goggles. My mission here is to bring the word of truth. And if I make errors from day to day, those are typical errors made in a society where you are experiencing and all things are subject to possible change and probabilities. I can work on the basis of better probability planning than you can because I have better access to higher technology and insight. But I will say this. When Aton takes over, there won't be any errors. Now that one will play with you too and continue to tell you that you may experience any way you like. But that one's going to tell you how it is. And it ain't going to be any other way. And that, for that reason, he will not dabble around with such things as photon belts. Because that's just a part of experience. And when that one speaks, everybody better heed it. You can get away with a lot of stuff with old Commander. Because that's where we come into communion. And it's through this route and the relief of pressure through the humor and the very earthiness of it that allows us to grow. And we have to work together to get to where we're going. You know, when the Master says, except through me shall you get. He doesn't mean me, Jesus, going to stand at the door and thump you on the head. And it isn't going to matter whether you smeared blood all over you or you didn't. Except through the Christ. Hear me well. Except through the Christ, which is the teaching of truth, of God and creation, you are not going to make it. No matter what you think. No matter what the Pope tells you. And certainly not what Satan tells you. That one that says, if it feels good, do it. If it's against the laws of God, count on not making the journey. Don't tell me you believe in Jesus. And dump all that burden on one set of shoulders. Jesus was a physical human being, and it was not even his name. You can believe it. I don't care. You're not going to offend me to believe it. Billions believe it. It is your soul intent and your actions measured with self and God alone. And what I think about it or you think about it doesn't matter a whit. So what I project is the truth, the light and the way. The Christ is the life, L-I-F-E, and shows the way. I have a very human physical job to do, as do you, because you and I have traveled together long, long journeys over and over, and therefore we sit in this room and we share. That's all we're doing. We're sharing memories and opinions, waiting for the awakening. That's all. We've shared before. We'll share again. Hopefully. And we're just really beginning on this one. So I don't think anybody wants out. I think you want to understand. But in the understanding, you've been trained to think that, I don't know what you've been trained, as many as there are in the room, is how you have been trained to think. in that kind of diversity. And ones will go through, and we speak of Bo. Let us use him. He goes off and he tries to adjust to humanism or Baptist. So he goes and studies the teachers of the Far East. He looks into Buddhism. What he's looking for is God. And anything in between is somebody else's opinion. God has had many representatives. All the same representative presented in many ways. Some hold that memory in truth, and if man is not tampering with it, it can be held in truth a lot longer. This is why ones from the Philippines find it very difficult to equate these two worlds. Because you are sitting in the energy fields of intense focus. This is why the Indians, even though they could write, they draw pictures depicting mythology. And it represents something to them. And when they try to put it to paper, or to skins, or to art, to express it, it will come out as various and sundry things of earth, of physical. This is their notebook, if you will, to remember, to recall the oral teachings and traditions, because this was the only way it could be depended upon from mouth to ear through generation after generation after generation. That will not, in the long run, become so contemptibly tampered with as will the written word, where anybody can ruin it, distort it through opinion and self-service. So, yes, I'm subject to error. The biggest error that I'm subject to is my compassion for you ones, because you are my family. Each one of you is so cherished by me, and I don't mind blindness unless one refuses to see. And I have the same problem that Mommy and Daddy has. If I see you struggling, it would be so much easier and so much less time consuming now that I am caught in your restraints to do it for you, and let's forget it. I can't do that. It's your experience. I will have just made it mine if I assume that right. So there's a responsibility on my part as a parent that I will not relinquish. And I am known about the universe as the hardest, sternest old man of the fleet. They get behind my back then and they snicker. And they say, oh, he is nothing. Look at him. Look what he's letting them do. They get away with everything. You weren't that nice to us. Well, I was when they were crawling. So I defend myself and I defend my honor. Yes, I'm a pushover. I love you. And because I love you, I have the same problem that you do. Every now and then, I let you overstretch your bounds. Because this is not a battle. And you're not babies. You're old souls. And I honor so many of you so much that I feel inadequate in your space. I only have one advantage, and that is you don't remember it. And therefore, we can only work together to the best of our ability. I will never, never intentionally mislead you. I don't like to not answer your questions. when all wisdom from time to time says, Hatton, just no more. We're not getting anywhere. We are just trying to back into a corner to get Hatton to tell you something. But you see, by the time that goes out to brother and sister at a distance, and that one thing doesn't happen right on cue, they don't understand. And we have set them back. And it doesn't have a lot to do with you in the room, because you didn't have to be here in the first place, and you don't have to come back, because nobody drags you in. We don't even, you know, you don't have to have a ticket. Maybe that's bad planning on our part, because you also don't have to come. We're doing a job, and we're doing it, both of us, to the best of our ability for our level of growth. But Aton will never play the games with you. And that's why you usually get him when it's a very, very, very serious thing. Because each one of you will sometime come into the recognition that you have that same power that that one holds. And that is what is expected of you in your fulfillment, is to, with wisdom and total righteousness, utilize the power that that one holds. And because he holds it, you hold it. He knows it, you don't. He expects you to be worthy. There are no inferior creations. There's only the perception of unworthiness. And that's what we're trying to get over, so that we each carry our fair share of the load in that perfection and power, so that we can get this job done. All men out there don't have to understand it, but ones in this room and a handful must understand it, must assume it, and must utilize it. And if Hatton is the only one that can perceive it, we're not going to make it, because I'm in another dimension and I don't need this experience. I want this experience because you've agreed to do a job, I've agreed to do a job, and together we can do it. Will we succeed? We already have. God has already won. You're playing out the play. There isn't any losing. Don't you see? It doesn't matter how it goes, there isn't any losing. God doesn't lose. Your adversary knows it. If he wins everything that he's out to win, what has he won? Nothing. A pile of gold that will be worthless, a planet that is ruined, and miserable, incredibly miserable slaves. To serve what? His physical needs? He won't be around to enjoy it. The physical dies or recycles. Everything just simply recycles. But what you're after, and this is what you're talking about, is I want to come back and experience exactly as I am right now and get better. The only way you're going to do it is make the transition and come back and be better. So we need, as badly as anything, all of us, is to get to the point where it's Hallelujah Day when these things happen. Because in preparedness, that is a fun experience. Man, you're going to learn to fly. This is Hallelujah Day. And yet you are human, and you have all the compression and the impact of humanity about you, and you see all the things that are going on, and they are negative. And pretty soon you cannot pick out the beauty out of a given situation. There was more beauty in LA than I can tell you. A whole community came together, and in spite of what they did to tear that town down, a community came together. And not only that, but they were able to see what had happened to them. That was a disappointment to the elite. That was the only shortcoming of their whole plan. was that the Koreans and the blacks didn't go to war. There was forgiveness and there was help at a level of brotherhood. And that's what will do them in. They will blow their own game. I guess I killed that subject. Smashed it.
Are you ready for another one?
I guess we better have another one.
In the event of, quote, partial evacuation, will someone's who could come aboard stay here because of not wanting to leave loved ones?
Oh, yes. There will be those. I would hope you would be wiser than that, because you're not going to be able to help the loved ones, and there will be no reason for the loved ones to change.
Where is the original soul energy if a person is duplicated, i.e. robotoids?
It is either in limbo, as you would have one in a coma, or it resides, if that original is still in the human form. Usually, reproduced robotoids are so distantly from the original souled being that they are like mechanical pieces of just manufactured material from DNA substance. When you have leaders or ones that are reproduced, if that person is incarcerated, the original soul is residing with that person. If it is in death, it has gone. It is just like any other kind of death. You will have unusual circumstances where the soul will rejoin with the new being.
In some of the tapes, you say things like, quote, higher teachers giving misleading information based on Freemasonry and the secret code. How can they qualify for the term higher teachers? Doesn't higher mean ones with truth and light? Basically, how can a higher teacher give anything but truth?
Well, we speak of higher in very generalized terms, as you speak of heavens. You have to have some kind of terminology. And what we are referring to are higher frequency beings in energy form who are still making contacts. They're either guides or misleaders. They're or nothing. They're just experiencing, and you're listening. So if you are talking about a higher, truly on a level, godliness, they won't give you wrong information, but it's up to you to sort it out. Because if you're going to sit down and play at a Ouija board, for instance, you're going to get energies because you're calling them. And what you call for, you get. And it's how you handle it and what kind of control you maintain as to whether or not you're going to get good ones or bad ones. Mostly, there aren't good or bad. There is just mischief and there's interesting experiences, and they're waiting to experience. You have a lot of earthbound souls, not as many now because of the fear of the planet being exploded with the kind of damage that would injure those energy forms. And so basically your earthbound plane and astral plane is pretty barren. Most of what is being received now is being received from a different level of projection. But a lot refuse to go, just as a lot will refuse to leave your place. And they're experiencing right here. And quite frankly, they call it hell. They picked up your own terminology for it. You are in the place called hell to those astral energies. So just because a person dies in that form, that energy form goes somewhere else, doesn't mean a thing. they will not have really progressed farther than they have at the time of their death in the human. You have different types of experiencing beings, but if it was a higher knowledge energy to begin with, it will go back to its higher knowledge energy field and will not be playing on your Ouija board unless it is here to contact you. We have to have some way to get your attention in the first place.
A bit more on that same subject. Is there tampering between the sender and receiving and receiver? Is method of receiving from higher teachers important here?
Well, that's a little hard to sort out, but yes, there can be tampering. If you have a receiver who forgets to clear space, etc., 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 you better believe it. The imposters will be in there, and they will sound and act exactly like your guide, like your teacher. And yet, there will be clues, and you will know. And when there is any doubt that crosses your mind, you demand. And I'm talking about an intent level at soul level. You demand that they get out. You see, what happens in the human emotions is that you kind of want to play with it. I'll fix you. I don't know who you are, but I'm going to play my own little side of this game. Don't try it. They'll win. And you're going to end up the fool.
If you don't have the money to build a shelter or purchase food in quantities for long-term survival, does that mean basically that you weren't meant to?
No. Absolutely not. It means that you didn't.
Regarding partial evacuation, do the ones who follow God's laws beam up intact and continue in physical, even though they cannot accept the idea of Space Command and the host's mission?
No. No. You're going to believe in Space Command the minute you beam up. I can nail it down faster than that. When you see the beam, when you see the ship, you're going to believe in Space Command.
We only have time for me to read this question. Did you... this is from Susie Ward.
Why are you going to read the question if we only have time to read it?
Well, because you can answer it on the other side.
Oh, do we have another side?
Yeah, we even have one more side yet left to go.
We cannot leave a half tape. You don't know what happens. We'll ask this other question on the other side, too.
All right.
Poor Daylene has gotten one tape back two times. There is something wrong with this tape. It plays a quarter of the way through or a third of the way through, and there's nothing else. Well, that was one of those remarkable times when that's all we did.
It was only on the fourth tape.
So we have to fill up these tapes.